sort of calf. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Kaf, by glorious Quran, but they wonder that there has come to them a warner from among themselves. So the unbelievers say, this is indeed very strange, that after we are dead and have become dust, we shall be raised to life again. Such a return is far from reason. We know all that the earth consumes of their bodies, and we have a book which keeps records of everything. Nay, but these people deny the truth when it comes to them, and they are confused. Have they never looked at the sky above them, and marked how we have made it and adorned it, and there are no flaws in it? And the earth, how we have spread it out, and set upon it mountains, and caused to grow in it every kind of beautiful vegetation. All these things are eye-openers and a reminder for every servant returning to Allah. We send down blessed water from the sky, with which we bring forth gardens and the harvest grain, and tall palm trees laden with clusters of dates, piled one over another. A sustenance for the servants, thereby giving new life to dead land. That is how the resurrection will be of the dead from the earth. Before, the people of Nuh and dwellers of Aras denied this truth, and so did Thamud, Ad, Firaun, and the brethren of Lut, the dwellers of Al-Aika and the people of Tuba. All of them disbelieved their Rasuls, and thus brought down upon them my threatened scourge. Were we fatigued with the first creation, that they are in doubt about a new creation? We created man. We know the prompting of his soul, and we are closer to him than his jugular vein. Besides this direct knowledge, we have assigned to every one two scribes, the one seated on his right and the other on his left. Not a single word does he utter, but there is a vigilant guardian ready to note it down. When the agony of death will bring the truth before his eyes, they will say, this is what you were trying to escape. And the trumpet shall be blown. That will be the day of which you were threatened. Each soul will come forth. With it there will be an angel to drive and an angel to bear witness. It will be said, you were heedless of this, but now we have removed your veil, so your eyesight is sharp today. His companion will say, here is my testimony, ready with me. The sentence will be, throw into hell every stubborn disbeliever, every opponent of good, and every doubting transgressor who set up other gods besides Allah. Throw him into severe punishment. His companion will say, our Rabb, I did not mislead him. He himself had gone far astray. Allah will say, do not dispute with each other in my presence. I gave you warning beforehand. My words cannot be changed, nor am I unjust to my servants. On that day, we shall ask the hell, are you full? And the hell will answer, are there any more? Paradise shall be brought close to the righteous, which will be no more a distant thing. And it will be said, here is what you were promised. It is for every penitent, faithful person who feared the compassionate without seeing him, and will come before him with a devoted heart. Allah will say, enter it in peace. This is the day of eternal life. There they shall have all that they wish, and we shall have yet more to give. How many generations far stronger in power have we destroyed before them? They searched the entire land, but could they find any refuge? Surely in this there is a lesson for every person who has a heart and can hear and witness. We created the heavens and the earth and all that lies between them in six periods, and no fatigue touched us. Therefore, O Prophet, bear with them in patience whatever they say, and keep on glorifying your Rabb before sunrise and before sunset, and glorify him during a part of the night and after the prostration. And listen, the day when the caller will call out from a place quite near, the day when the people will hear the mighty blast in reality, that will be the day of coming forth. Surely it is we who give life and death, and to us shall all return on that day when the earth shall split asunder and the people shall be rushing out of it. That gathering them together shall be quite easy for us. We know very well what these unbelievers say. You are not there to compel them to believe, so admonish with this Quran every such person who fears my warning.